This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Civics review now. Congress passes budgets that pay for things, but the Congress waits until later to authorize the borrowing that'll be needed. Allowing for additional borrowing is known as raising the debt limit. Why this lesson today? Well, the debt limit has been suspended for a while, but it gets reinstated, set your clocks, this Sunday night at the level of about $18 trillion. Tim Fitzsimmons now on how long the government can keep paying its bills.
The Department of Treasury has extraordinary measures it can deploy to draw out this fiscal purgatory for many months. Phil Wallach is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
There are a series of Treasury accounting tricks, which have been made utterly ordinary by repeated use at this point, that allow us to remain in compliance with the letter of the debt ceiling law, even as we more or less violate the spirit.
But nobody knows when Treasury will run out of places to scrounge for cash because government money is lumpy. Lots of revenue comes in during tax season, for example, and the government sends out big checks in bursts. Romina Baccia, a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, says Treasury will likely start by raiding retirement and disability funds for government employees. That's about $100 billion.
Under current projections, it will be October or perhaps even November by the time the Treasury runs out of its extraordinary measures.
So we can't say exactly when we have to start worrying about defaulting on our national debt, but we can say it's deja vu all over again. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.